Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome for this new episode of the Positive Switch podcast. And today I am welcoming you with Mark again. It's kind of becoming a tradition on this podcast. Yeah, if you've listened to the previous episode, this one was about the egg industry, telling you a bit more about the background of the different practices that are done to the chicks, for example, but also just different facts about this industries and their processes. And today we want to talk to you more about the nutrition facts about eggs, and if you're looking to replace them, if you are interested in switching to a plant-based diet, then you have to keep listening to this episode. So thanks, Mark,
yeah,
for being here
thanks
today.
Thanks for having me for the third time now.
Again, here to enlighten our
try my best
listeners. So first, could you remind us a little bit of what is an egg made of? What kind of nutrients are to be found in eggs?
Yeah, I think most people do eat eggs, apart from their taste, maybe for getting protein. I think that's what's most common associated with eggs. It's full of protein, so that's the myth, quote unquote. So there is protein in eggs, but it's not that much. But there's a huge amount of saturated fat, especially the egg yolk is full of saturated fat and cholesterol. These are the two main nutrients that would concern me. Apart from that, you may find some vitamins, some maybe a little bit of vitamin E or something, but compared to plants, only a fraction of what you would find in plant foods.
What about minerals?
Yeah, there are some minerals. There's not a mineral that is exceptionally high in there. I think there's some magnesium in there, maybe. But nothing that you couldn't find in much higher quantities in plants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's a good start to have this background. And just to know that, yes, if you take an egg and look at the nutrition facts in there, it's not something that's really, let's say, advantageous for your health.
No,
it's
not at all.
Mostly, but we're getting to this point. It has been proven that there might be some higher risks of getting some types of disease.
Yeah.
What kind of disease could be related?
So if you think about the high cholesterol content, I think for one egg it's 286 milligrams of cholesterol or something. And the optimal amount of dietary cholesterol is precisely zero, because our body produces all the cholesterol that we need, so there's no need to consume excess dietary amounts of cholesterol. And we know that a high, especially high LDL levels, low density lipoprotein levels in the human body can lead to heart attacks and strokes and clogged arteries around the body, which is not something that you want to have.
That doesn't sound very sexy.
No, it's not. If you want to talk about that, I mean, there are arteries that supply your heart with oxygen, but there are also arteries that supply other areas of your body down there with blood and oxygen as well. And if they get clogged up, you might have a hard time in the bedroom as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, definitely not something that you wish to have.
Mm-hmm.
Apart from that, like I said, huge amounts of saturated fat, which also increases the body's production of cholesterol. So those two combined, not a good thing.
Not a good combo.
Eggs actually, on top of that, increase one's risk of developing prostate cancer. I think there's one study that's in my mind where they came up with the conclusion that even 25 grams of eggs per day, which is less than one, leads to higher chances of lethal prostate cancer. So if you already have prostate cancer, you have a higher chance of dying from this cancer if you consume eggs than if you wouldn't consume eggs. Mm-hmm. On top of that, we have in eggs, there's something called choline, which is also found in plants, but not in that high concentration. And choline is a substance that gets converted by the gut bacteria into trimethylamine, which then goes to the liver and is oxidized to trimethylamine N-oxide. And this is a molecule that's, you don't want to have that floating around in your body because it creates inflammation, it drives cholesterol into the artery walls, where this is what can lead to plaque formation in the arteries and something.
Like it kind of coagulates?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so when the LDL particles are in the artery walls, they get, quote-unquote, eaten up by macrophages and they become foamy cells and then it creates inflammation and the diameter of the artery gets smaller mm-hmm. and smaller and, the cascade starts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so... And on top of that, what eggs are missing is... antioxidants, phytonutrients, fiber. There's not a single gram of fiber in there, like in all animal products. Fiber is only found in plants. So, bottom line, nothing in there that you really... Well, you need protein, of course, but you can find protein in all plant foods and without all the associated risks.
But there's more of what you don't need.
Yeah, exactly.
You need.
So the package deal is way worse than mm-hmm. the package deal of a block of tofu or something.
Yeah. So because you've mentioned the block of tofu, that's another question I have for you. Some people, if they listen to this, they would ask themselves, but how do I cook now without eggs? Like, it's gonna seem impossible for mm-hmm. people to make cakes or to enjoy an omelette or scrambled eggs, and it just sounds a bit challenging to do it without eggs. So what could you recommend here?
Funny story, because I had once I had a conversation at a Cube of Truth event with someone, and he was really, really open-minded about the idea of veganism, and I asked him if he could imagine trying a vegan challenge or something, and he was like, yeah, fine, but there's one thing, is it possible to make pancakes without eggs? And I was like, what, really, pancakes? It's the easiest thing on earth to make vegan. So I was like, okay, if pancakes is the only thing that stops you from being vegan, then that shouldn't be an issue for you. Yeah, because I'm not really a big...
Baker.
But if you have a recipe which calls for eggs or for one egg, you could easily just leave it out and the cake will turn out just as fine, because one egg in the whole batter won't make any difference. It's usually used to moisturize the batter, so you could swap that with a spoon of applesauce or a mashed banana or something. Or... maybe
a flax eggs
of ground flax seeds mixed with a couple of tablespoons of water, or chia seeds work as well, which makes these slimy, it might sound a little bit gross, the word slimy, but that's what an egg is. It's also slimy. And
I've heard zucchini sometimes is good as well, and especially like in brownies.
I've never heard that.
Not brownies, but like chocolate cake. Like, I've seen really amazingly fluffy chocolate cakes with zucchini in them.
Yeah, I mean, I've made brownies with even kidney beans, so...
Yeah, with beans, and then brownies, I think you don't even need eggs, but like brownies with sweet potatoes.
Yeah, sweet potatoes work great.
Amazing.
Yeah. Or pumpkin.
Yeah. Yeah, there are just so many.
Yeah. Yeah, it depends if you want to make a brownie or a... more fluffy cake, or if you want to make pancakes or waffles, but they're like countless, or even soy flour works as well, I think.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, and sometimes tofu in cakes, or like chocolate mousse in avocados.
Yeah. Endless. Like always, when you're cooking with
plants,
there's an incredibly amount of recipes and alternatives and options and cooking techniques, so it doesn't get boring.
Yeah, you never get bored. You just, I'm fascinated because, you know, even like both of us, after being about 3 years vegan, I'm still amazed because like every day of my life within the 3 years, I'm still amazed by the new flavors I discovered, the new textures, the new colors, and it's endless.
Yeah, and the recipes on Instagram and stuff, people are so dang creative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The recipes that they come up with are just insane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, therefore I'm quite sad sometimes when I see restaurants who just stay kind of stuck in their old traditions and they don't even try to get creative, which is supposed to be their job.
Right.
Chefs are supposed to be creative. They're supposed to come up with something new to surprise the client. Right. And plant-based foods are the solution. If you want to keep amazing your customers every day, every week for I don't know how many years, just make plant-based recipes.
And for scrambled egg, for example, you can make scrambled tofu.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you are not vegan and you hear like, oh, scrambled tofu, you might think, oh, the vegans, they have to replicate everything because they blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
But yeah.
It's not necessarily about replicating something. It's about enjoying the taste of a recipe without causing any harm or without having to kill any living being in order to enjoy it.
Yeah.
It's that simple. Yeah.
And it's not that we are like replicating something. I mean, scrambled eggs don't fall off a tree or something. You have to make them as well. You have to harm chickens and you have to take the eggs and you have to crack them open and put spices in there. Oh, surprise, surprise. You put plants in there so it tastes good.
Yeah.
And you put salt and pepper on it and then you put it in the pan. So there's nothing natural in that process. So there's nothing to replicate. So this argument is like, ridiculous.
Yeah, plant-based recipes are, I think people have a misconceived idea of a plant-based diet and plant-based lifestyle in general. It takes such few time to make most of the recipes. It doesn't even take me 30 minutes in the evening to make myself some food. And especially, it's so much more efficient as a diet as any other diet. When you think about all the resources that you have to use to feed the cattle, to feed those hens, those reptiles, and any kind of animal that is used for their flesh or for their secretions, is just so much resources that are wasted in order to get just a little protein from there.
And
But since we're kind of on the ethical aspect about it as well, why people shouldn't have hens at home to only take their eggs?
I think it starts with the idea of exploiting someone for something that falls off or out of their bodies. So most people who claim to have chickens in the backyard and they treat them humanely, I think they will not treat them as humanely as before when these hens stop laying eggs. So what usually happens then is they will send them to slaughter or kill them by themselves to eat their dead body and then get a new chicken to, you know, take the eggs as well. But as if I'm not mistaken here, if you take the eggs away from a hen, it causes a lot of stress and therefore she will, or her body will naturally produce more eggs, or the next egg in fewer time stems. So this creates a lot of stress for the animal, not only physical, but not only for
mentally,
but also physically, because the eggshell is mainly minerals like calcium and maybe some magnesium and stuff. And like I said, the idea of taking something away that is not yours. I mean, the eggs are not made for us.
Mm-hmm.
Chickens will eat them
to get the calcium back.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So, and the idea, I mean, as long as there are people who have their own quote unquote backyard chickens and take the eggs, as long as we have this in our society, we will never get to a point where people understand that it's not okay to take mm-hmm. something that is not yours.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how the whole issue started.
Exactly.
We did not start with factory farms.
Mm-hmm.
It started with backyard chicken, and now we have like huge sheds full of thousands of birds in there.
Exactly.
So this is,
the problem is people think, I want to do something humanely and in moderation, and it's only for me in my backyard. And then it starts with neighbors asking, get some eggs from you?
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, sure. And then
the neighbor's neighbor and the neighbor's friend and on and on and on.
And then you start your business.
Yeah, right.
And you sell the secretions of animals.
Yeah. Or it does not have to be selling. You could
mm-hmm.
like exchange it for... Maybe the other neighbor has backyard cows or something, and you get a cup of milk, and we are in this whole issue again.
Yeah.
And everyone is doing it, and all of a sudden we have factory farms.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think it's important as well for those listening, those of you who are listening and who are women. I think it's quite relevant to point out here that, well, hens who lay eggs are obviously female. And their eggs are their reproductive cycle. So even though the eggs are not going to be fertilized, just picture yourself, depending on the woman, it varies, but only when you have your menstruation. It can be such an exhausting process to go through. And it's this period of the month where you're tired, and some women have cramps and heavy blood flows and whatever comes with it. And for us, it's already something that we don't really look forward to. But just imagine for a hen, it's a process that's even more straining. And when you just take her eggs and then you make her go through that stress and produce more eggs, which will be such a physical burden. And
and the chickens that are... like bred
mm-hmm.
for laying eggs, they will even produce more eggs than their body is like created to do. And also you have to think about what happens to the male chickens.
Mm-hmm.
Right, in a hatchery, usually they get thrown away, minced up or something, because they won't produce any eggs. Yeah, so it doesn't really matter if eggs come from factory farms or from backyard hens. I think, one is worse than the other, but that doesn't make the other one okay.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you even consider doing it?
Yeah, you wouldn't take the eggs of another reptile, maybe, or you wouldn't drink the milk of your own dog or cat, so... why would it make sense to take this?
I mean, if it would be highly, highly nutritious and no problem for the animals whatsoever.
But it's still...
it's the opposite. It's the opposite.
Exactly.
It's not good for your health. In fact, the opposite is true. It's not good for the animals. In fact, the opposite is true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, why? It
and
doesn't
I,
make
I
sense.
Think by the time now we're in 2000... 19. We should have learned from history, and I think now it's quite obvious that the term exploitation has grown with a pejorative meaning. It doesn't mean anything that's positive.
Mm-hmm.
So whether it's with a minority or a majority of animals, no matter in which way you exploit them. Exploiting is literally using someone. And by now, I think we should have learned from the past. We should have learned from our mistakes. But any way we used animals or human beings, using someone who has their own interests and their own right to live a life free of oppression, using them will never be okay.
No. I mean, maybe to wrap it up, was it last weekend? I think it was last weekend when we like drove or walked past the supermarket with the like pictures on the wall outside.
Yeah.
And there are lots of pictures with fruits and vegetables and farmer who walks like across the field with a cabbage in his hand or something.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one picture with pasta, okay, could be vegan, but the next picture is mother with her kids baking something, and they crack this egg open and it drops into the bowl and it looks so disgusting.
Yeah, everything is
so slimy. And if you picture yourself, or if you like try to think about where the egg or eggs come from or out of, I mean, like Gary Yourofsky said, it's one hole. It's the pee hole. It's the poop hole. Exactly, right? Yeah, there was one interview he gave, or maybe it was in one of his speeches, where he like invented the, I don't know how the name was of his challenge, but he was like, okay, I want you to go to the bathroom, do your business, but don't flush the toilet. And then go to the kitchen, grab an egg, drop it in the toilet without flushing it beforehand, and mix it up a little bit, and then get the egg back out, and then ask yourself if you still want to eat that egg.
Mm.
You can wash it, you can rinse it, you can do whatever, but most people wouldn't even like to take the egg back out of the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's your own feces in there.
Poor.
But then, if it's the feces from the chicken, it's all of a sudden, it's no problem.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's so disgusting if you think about it, where the egg, and there's all sorts of fluids and pieces of whatever on that egg, on that eggshell, that if you crack it open, it all like comes down into your cake, into your pancake. So why not just take a flax meal?
Yeah.
It's so simple.
Yeah, so much easier.
And you don't have to worry about if your cake or pancakes or waffles are cooked through, because if not, nothing will happen. But if you have like raw eggs in there, you might risk a salmonella infection or something. So yeah, it should be common sense. Or there has to be a time where logic kicks in. And I mean, that goes for all animal products, but for something like eggs and milk, you don't even have to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're logical, if you can like think clearly in your mind, it should be common sense to not risk your health, risk the animal's life, take something that needs to that's so intensive. No, what's the word? That's so demanding for the resources that we have.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes so much water and land, and makes no sense.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's quite wrapped up now.
Yeah.
Covered everything. Thank you again.
Yeah, anytime.
And yeah, as per usual, if you guys who are listening have any questions, I will link some information down below, and don't hesitate to reach out, whether it's on Facebook, Instagram, wherever, and just ask us your questions. I will also link, I think, some undercover footage so that you guys can see what does the egg industry look like for those chicks and for the hens, and just so that you have a clear insight into what you're maybe still buying. If you're no more contributing to this, and if you're vegan, I want to remind you that you should speak up for these animals.
Right, yeah.
The only way we can end this, the only way we can abolish those barbaric practices is to speak about it, whether it's on the street, whether you're sharing content on the different platforms that we have the luxury to have nowadays.
Yeah.
Please do it. Please spread the word and just be the best example you can be for veganism. And I wish you a beautiful rest of your day, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye.